Texas.
Following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCB is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Techtronics. Today I'm here with Miss Lynn Beckwith, Beckwith's Car Care.
Howdy, y'all. Good morning.
Jody's on vacation. Again.
Jody, we love you if you're listening and not out there drinking a morning beer by your camper already.
Right. What is that called? A good beer buzz in the morning? Is that what they do?
I hope you're having a blast.
I couldn't do that. I'd be asleep by noon.
Yeah. You might be.
My whole day would be shot.
Nothing wrong with a shot day every now and then.
Producing our show today is the multi-talented Mr. Gary Knight, of course.
Woo-hoo. Hi, guys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Easter. That's right.
Bunny hop.
Bunny hop, right. But give us a call today. It's 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSCV. Call in with your car questions, car problems. We'll do our best to get you an answer. And if I don't know it, Lynn will Google it and find it for you.
There you go. So, there you go. We'll do our best.
You got to be my Googler.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got to be good for something.
Oh, yeah. You're good for lots. You do all our internet stuff. She does all of our Facebook, our internet stuff. So all that stuff is thanks to her. So when you see it and it looks so great, it's all because of her.
Or when it's not there, it's my fault.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that.
And you know who we really need to talk about are our amazing sponsors. We could not be on the air every week without all of you listeners supporting our sponsors. And they're all extremely good shops.
That's true.
You know, we have an occasion where a shop will call and ask to advertise, and we don't accept that because we're not confident in what we're talking about with them. These shops you can go to with the same confidence you do when you go to Robert's shop or my shop.
Yep. And out there in the Katy area, we have Gary's Transmission Service. Gary's been doing transmissions all his life. I mean, when I have a question about a transmission, should it do this, should it do that, what does it do? I mean, that's the man I call. I mean, and when it comes to a good transmission shop, it's never too far to, go to a shop, even if it may be across town or something, because transmissions are very complicated. Takes a person that knows what they're doing to get that job done right. So if you have a transmission question or you think you might have a transmission problem, give Gary a call at 281-347-8888. And then, of course, out there in Humble, we got Beckwith's Car Care in Humble.
That's my baby.
That's right.
Hey, we have some exciting news.
Uh-oh.
On May the 3rd, it's a Friday afternoon from 4 to 7, we're going to celebrate our 35th anniversary with an anniversary bash. Everybody's invited. We have live music, and we have food.
Cajun, open bar and ribeye steaks.
Open bar, Cajun food. We have pink Cadillac cocktails along with some beer and wine. And so we are going to have a party. That's Friday, May the 3rd from 4 to 7 out at Beckwith's Car Care, celebrating 35 amazing years. Thanks to everybody who has supported us.
Well, you've been there for quite a while because you know what you're doing. You treat your customers right, and you get those cars fixed.
Oh, we're very fortunate. Good people underneath that roof.
That's right. You have a good crew out there.
Yeah.
And who else we got out there?
Well, out in Katy, we have your shop, Robert, Auto Techtronics. And again, you're celebrating 40 years in business. And folks, you do not keep the same name at the same location anywhere without really taking great care of your customers. So whether you need an oil change or more complex diagnostics, Robert really loves it when you bring him the hard stuff.
Right.
That's Auto Techtronics in Katy, 281-391-7617. And then if you're on the southwest side of town, you want to visit David's Auto Central. You're going to probably get to visit with Richard when you visit David's. Awesome personality. He's going to take great care of you. Again, we have decades of service in the Stafford area. 2526 5th Street, 281-499-9684. And then all the way up north, Green and White Auto in Spring. They're just a little bit east of I-45 on Spring Cypress Road. Been there for over 4 decades. And again, simple repairs, simple maintenance, on up to the very complex dealer alternative type of service. Green and White Auto in Spring, 281-353-7682.
And then, of course, we couldn't fix our cars right and keep them running well without BG products.
Absolutely. I have customers in every week that understand the value. They've used BG products for years and years and miles of just very dependable, safe driving.
Yeah, and I had a couple new people come in that had acquired, like one gentleman had inherited a vehicle from somebody and had like 50,000 miles on it, wanted to know, should he do the BG process on it? And I said, absolutely. You know, you don't know any of the history of this car, you know, and we always call baselining it, where you change all the fluids, have a starting point, and now you know from this point forward we need to do this every 30,000 miles. Plus, he, you know, had low enough mileage that he gets on that BG maintenance protection plan.
Yeah.
You know, that where if he does have some kind of mechanical failure, he gets some kind of coverage from BG.
Now, so, they stand behind it. I had a friend this week who, no one drives a car harder than this man.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one on this planet that is harder on their vehicle than this man, and he came in with 49,420 miles.
Oh, yeah.
And we did every BG service on that van, and it's going to help protect it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Make it last longer.
BG Products, bgprod.com for more information, or BG Find a Shop. And, of course, you can go to autoprosradio.com. All of our service centers use BG products because they work.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I've known BG since 84.
Wow.
I guess, or was it? No, it was 82. When I first got out of college, the first shop I was at had BG.
Used
there.
BG products. Yeah. Before you even opened your own shop,
right.
You were familiar with BG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they definitely stand behind what they do and create a really great product.
That's all. Oh, definitely.
We had Dan on the show last week. If you missed that.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I was in a steak class.
Yeah, you were learning how to cook steak at one of the really high-end restaurants.
Yeah, at Taste of Texas. And you know what I found out there, and it was really cool? I mean, that, you know, it's a family-run deal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Ed Hindy, I think is his name, or I think if I remember right. But him and his wife own it, and his daughter's working there with him. And they've all went to A&M and have animal science degree and stuff like that. And he said they are the 15th largest independently owned restaurant in the United States.
Wow, the United
that's
States
a lot of,
here.
There's a lot of restaurants in the United States.
Yeah.
But
so like a single location, largest.
Yeah, and he said that you know, they all the money that they collect from the steak class, like there was probably over 100 people there.
Yeah.
And all the money that they collect from that, they put into a scholarship fund for their employees.
Oh.
So their employees' kids that are going to college, they use this to provide scholarship funds for their, and they pay it out based on grade. So if your kids make A's, they get more money than if they make B's or C's.
That's so great.
Yeah. I mean, they said every dollar of it goes towards that.
That's awesome.
I know.
What a great benefit.
I thought it was a great concept, man.
No, it sure is.
But yeah, it was very interesting. If y'all ever get a chance to go, I highly recommend it.
And now you know, we're coming to your house for a steak. You are now a steak master.
Well, I tell you, they do teach you a lot about it. They teach you about all the different cuts, how they're made, how some places may sell you a ribeye and they're kind of cheating on it and all this. I mean,
it's really shark meat, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I found out a lot of it. If it doesn't say it's certified Angus, it's usually Holstein from a Holstein cow.
Okay.
Comes from all the dairy cows that when they're...
They've run
their time. They get turned into steaks.
Wow.
Yeah, that a lot of it's from Holstein stuff. That a lot of the meat in all the, especially the the supermarkets and stuff. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't say Angus meat or something like that, it's usually Holstein.
Oh, well, that's interesting because there's definitely different stores you go to where you get different qualities of meat, too.
Yeah.
We have some open lines, 281-558-5738. You also talked earlier about the difference between dry aging and wet aging. So lots of things to learn by going to that class.
Oh, they teach you a lot of stuff. Because it's basically broke up into three sections where they teach you the cuts and how to cut it and then how to cook it. And then the last one is just the whole beef industry in general and how it works and how things flow.
Oh, I'm going to have to sign up for that. That sounds really
interesting.
It is.
It's really neat. I mean, it's really very interesting.
Yeah. Car show report. We've got several to mention today. The first one I'm going to talk about is the Atascocita High School Junior ROTC. This is their first annual car show. So they need the support. They've had a lot of entries already. It is on April 6th. That is next Saturday from 11 to 5. We're going to have a couple people out there judging it. I'll head out there after the show and say hello to everybody. Food vendors, music, raffles. So next weekend, the Atascocita High School Junior ROTC.
There you go.
Yep.
And also, didn't we have another one we want to
talk
about?
We do. The Longhorn Rod Run. Mm. And that is coming up April 27th. The Auto Pros Trio is going to be out there doing a live broadcast. We'll do a remote that morning. And then I believe we're going to hang out and do some judging, too.
Right. Judge some cars. So if you want to.
The yellow one wins in my book. So bring your yellow car.
I'm kidding.
No, we'll do our best job to evaluate those cars for you. So it is Reborn in Old Town Spring. This is the Old Town Spring car show that has actually always been a really huge, beautiful show and a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So let's give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KACV. Let's go out there and talk to Rick in Cypress. Rick, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I have a 2006 Saturn Ion. It's an Ion 3, technically, I guess. I've got an issue with the driver's door handle on the outside. Mm-hmm. It won't open the door anymore, but, you know, if you roll down the window, it'll open from the inside, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question is that better for a body shop place, or is that better for or can you take it to a regular shop?
A regular shop will be able to handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parts are going to be the problem.
Parts are
going to
be the problem,
vehicle.
Right. And usually on
that's the other issue. Mm-hmm. Is it better to take it to the Chevrolet dealers, the ones who...
They won't touch it,
I don't think.
Yeah, if it's over 10 years old, a lot of dealerships won't touch it. But I would just go to, if you have a shop you use in Cypress, if you don't, you could try Hagen's Automotive over there in Cypress. But usually what happens is on the handle, there's like an area, a part where the linkage hooks to it, and that part will crack to where when you try and pull it, it just flexes and doesn't actually move the rod. That's why when you grab the inside, it opens no problem because that's on a different rod and stuff.
Yeah, because the thing that I was having an issue. Well, when I looked on YouTube to see how it is. Some say you fix it from the outside, mm-hmm. like there's some pins in the handle thing there,
right.
And then some of it says go to the inside. Open up the.
Take the door panel off and get to it that way.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like you don't know which one you really want to do, there.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
I don't want to take stuff off if I don't have to.
Yeah, well,
I was going to take it to a shop.
Most of the time it's going to be from the inside because, I mean, that's usually where everything is there.
Okay.
It's because usually if it's from the outside, if you can see it from the outside, you usually can't fix it from the outside because all that stuff is secured from the inside.
Okay.
So, but if you're in the Cypress area, you can try Hagen's Automotive over there. He's a really good shop.
I think he's off of, not 1960, Jones. Isn't he off of Jones?
Somewhere over there is on Neshaw Drive.
You have something to write with? I'll give you his phone number.
Sure.
281-379-1700.
Okay. I got it.
And it's Steve Hagen.
Steve Hagen. Okay.
Tell him we said hi, Rick. Thanks for calling. All right, you want to go out to Tomball?
Well, let's back out and take a quick break right now. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KSEV The Voice. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford. 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684. David's Auto Central.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at autoprosradio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@autoprosradio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Welcome back, y'all, to Auto Pros Radio on this gorgeous Saturday morning here in Houston, Texas. AM 700 KSCV, the voice of Texas. I'm Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care out in Humble. Sitting across the table is Mr. Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronics in Katy.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
And we're going to go right to work. John, thank you for holding through the break. How can we help you?
Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes, sir.
Good. Mr. Bruner, I have a problem. I got a vacuum leak somewhere, but I can't see very good anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. I know it's up in the back of the carburetor in the manifold. Every time I put my truck into gear, it wants to die. Frontwards or backwards? Do I have a problem with the vacuum modulator?
Sometimes if it's a bad, you're talking about on the transmission?
Yes, sir.
A lot of times when that's the issue, you know, it'll be sucking transmission fluid up into there. So if you pull the line off that goes down to it and see if it's wet inside, you know, you'd know that it's got a ruptured diaphragm.
I see.
Or sometimes I would have them come in, they'd be smoking real bad because it's pulling that transmission fluid in, burning it, you know.
I see.
So yeah, that's...
It wasn't ever a problem till a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm going to pull the hose off, mm-hmm. I know where it is. There's a little steel line that goes up to the vacuum canister, like a little quarter-inch line,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually there was a metal line coming from the modulator all the way up to the engine.
It goes to the charcoal canister. There's two lines, a big one and a little one. The little one comes right out of the back, piece of hose, goes to the steel line, goes right into the canister. And it's been that way forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically, though, what I always saw was there was a line coming from the modulator on the transmission going directly to manifold vacuum somewhere and nothing else on that line.
Okay. I'm going to take that line coming out of that vacuum modulator, and I got a port on the carburetor, and I know it's got vacuum. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if that will make it shift.
Yeah, go down there to the, if you pull that line off at the modulator and just see if there's any transmission fluid there, you know, in that line. And if there is, you know, it's got a ruptured diaphragm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That cures that problem.
Yes, sir.
Is that a quarter inch line? It's got to be.
Yeah, it's, they called it actually 7/32. That's what they called it back then.
I got to write it down. Yeah. I'm trying to write down and talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't have called it quarter inch and made two numbers simple, huh?
No. I've been chasing parts for 4 months. I can't even get a spark plug, the right spark plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you believe this? I hilo and Napa for 4 solid months, sir, and I'm stuck in the driveway. I get a ride once a week. I can't believe how terrible the service is.
Well, some of those old ones, it's getting harder and harder to find stuff for.
It's hard to find parts even for newer vehicles sometimes. Yep. So,
well, I couldn't even get a spark plug. Mr. Bruner, I'm going to send you my problem, child, and I know you can find a vacuum. I know you can make it run.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely he can, John.
Kirkendall and 45 on that Spring Stumer, the Grand Parkway, whatever. What would a wrecker cost me around about to bring it to you?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I couldn't even begin to tell you because they go by the mile. And so, you know, you just have to call whatever wrecker company you would use and tell them where you want to take it, and they'll map it, and then they'll tell you. They'll give you a pretty good idea what it is.
I got a buddy in the wrecker business.
There you go.
I had another. Oh, what about these Amazon carburetors? My buddy says they are rebuilding the old Motorcraft carburetors these days. Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you, when you go on Amazon and look, there are a lot of reproductions. Like, for instance, I bought one. I have an old Jeep in the shop right now that I bought, a little one barrel. It's a reproduction of one of the Motorcraft one barrels, and it worked great. I mean, it worked beautiful, and it was cheap. It was like $90.
Yeah, it's kind of potluck on Amazon is the only dilemma, but they're usually pretty good with returns. Yeah. I notice a few of them, though, you have to watch what the return policy is, and those are the ones that are less likely to be good.
Yeah, and what I normally do is when I see one I think I might like, I read the reviews, and I see what everybody says about it, what they write as a review. And, you know, you just look for the one that has the fewest problems. And luckily, the one I got, I mean, it works like a champ, you know.
Okay.
But if you've
my
just...
My smoke pump has been disabled for years.
Right.
What do I do about that? What do I do about it? Leaving it disabled?
I just leave it disabled.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't You don't have to worry about an emissions test on that one. So
I know. I already went through it. I've been through it all. this Hagen's Automotive, Jones Road, they seem pretty close. Are they pretty good guys?
Yeah, Steve's really good.
You
I mean,
he can handle the old Ford.
Oh, yeah.
1983-51.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, he grew up on that.
Okay. Well, that's all I need to know. Yeah. Thank you all for your help, and have a lovely Easter.
You too.
Happy Easter, John.
All right, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEWE.
So I asked my three-year-old granddaughter what she wanted to eat for Easter dinner.
Yeah.
What she wanted for Easter. And I don't know if she heard the dinner part or not, but she told me she wanted the Easter bunny.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not – maybe she wants chocolate for dinner. I'm not sure how to interpret that.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know if I see those anymore. That used to always be the thing, a chocolate bunny. And it was always the best ones you could – the real expensive ones were the solid chocolate bunnies.
Right. Yeah. We always got the ones that – they were called big ears, and they were, about 15 inches tall. And
yeah.
Way more chocolate than any child needs.
Yeah, you just don't see that anymore.
No.
But this morning coming in, I noticed the Tesla lot was full.
I have a neighbor that just bought a brand new one, and he had a lot to share about it.
Oh, what did he say about it?
Well, he was particularly impressed with the self-driving. Now, he had a previous Tesla, so he traded in a 2 or 3 year old Tesla for one of the brand new ones. Mm-hmm. And he particularly liked, he's a doctor, and he drives from Atascocita out to Beaumont on a regular basis to a clinic he has there. And I don't think he does much driving on the way there. I think the car does the driving.
Really?
Yeah.
And because I notice now, because when I first started seeing the Cybertrucks there, they were parked way in the back. And now they're on the front row right by the feeder road.
I wonder how they're selling. I mean, I usually like weird vehicles, but I'm not sure I like that one. I just haven't quite adjusted to it.
No. That's a DeLorean.
Why is it a truck? Is there indeed?
There's a bed back there. There's like a tonneau cover over it.
Okay.
That covers it. But, it's not big.
If a motorcycle won't fit, it's not really a truck.
Right. I mean, it's like an like an El Camino bed. In fact, an El Camino might be bigger.
Yeah.
For those of you who know what an El Camino is.
Most people still do.
Yeah. But anyway, give us a call, 281-558-5738. But I notice, and I don't know what the difference is, because one day I'll come by there and it's like almost half empty. And then the next day, it's totally jam full.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if it's...
You think they're selling them that fast and getting them in that fast?
I don't know if those are all new cars or if that's a service center. I mean, I don't...
Maybe they're the trade-ins, like my neighbor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and speaking of motorcycles, rest in peace, my friend Paul, and all of you out there that might have known Paul. He passed Thursday, so...
Motorcycle accident.
It is a dangerous town to be on two wheels.
And not even his fault.
Completely circumstance. No, I'm not even sure that it was the fault of the people that hit him. It just was a really bad traffic incident.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was telling you on 99, when I come in the morning, there's areas of 99 that for some reason I don't understand why. But it just almost comes to a halt, and there's not any on ramps. There's nothing.
That's what happened with Paul. As he came over a hill, and there was nobody moving anywhere, and he managed to stop. People behind him did not.
Yeah.
So it is dangerous out there. Car, four wheels or two wheels, y'all be careful.
I know it's dangerous enough in four wheels. I mean, two wheels is just man. I don't know how people do it sometimes.
Well, that's why I bought the van, so I can put the bike in the van and get out of this town before I get on two wheels.
Right. When you're riding your bike, you got it in the back. So.
Yep. It follows me everywhere.
Until you get out far enough to where you can take it.
Yeah, but it is a danger. And, again, four wheels are dangerous, too. People are a little too distracted, so if you're out there listening to us, that's enough distraction. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes on the road. Don't play on your phones. Mm-hmm.
So give us a call, 281-558-5738. This week I had a customer brought it in, said, I'm pretty sure it needs a body control module. I've had two people diagnose it. They say it needs a body control module. And it was the instrument cluster wasn't working.
Huh?
So, I'm thinking there's a part of it that's not working or something like that. And when I get in and I look, I mean, nothing was working. Like, it wasn't even lighting up. And I was like, oh, no, that can't be a
power?
Body control. And so I go and I look at a wiring diagram, and it ain't even on the body control module circuit.
Really?
And so
different people misdiagnosed it.
And so start checking. Of course, always verify powers and grounds. And sure enough, one of the had three power circuits. One of them had no power. And, man, what was really bad about this one was the van had it was a box truck, mm-hmm. so it wasn't like a regular van. It had two fuse baskets, one under the driver's seat, one under the hood. And so one wiring diagram you looked at said the power came from the underhood box to the instrument cluster. So I go out there. Oh, here's a fuse. Oh, it's good. And I said, well, let me make sure power's coming out of the back of the box. Yeah. Well, I pulled the connector out. There's no terminal there. No wire, no nothing.
It does nothing.
So
it
obviously it doesn't come out of that box. So then I look at the wiring diagram for the one under the seat, and it says it didn't come out of there either. But I'm like, well, we got to go there. So I pull the seat out, pull that box up, look, sure enough, there's the wire. And so I start chasing, the wire went underneath the floor up behind like where the gas pedal and brake pedal and all that is. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled all that back, and it was wet underneath there like it had gotten wet. And started pulling, all of a sudden, boom, here's this wire that's broke. And I was like,
So that's one of the hardest things to find.
So then
electrical.
I took and jumpered it together, bam, everything worked.
Did not need a body control module.
But, I mean, it's just
I wonder why it was misdiagnosed as a body control module.
I have no idea, because when you look at the diagram, it had nothing to do with that.
Does the body control module know that it's not working?
No. I mean, I didn't even have any
codes. It doesn't even do anything with
it? No,
okay.
Nothing. It was an older style, so it had nothing to do with it, you know? So I don't know how that happens sometimes. But anyway, let's go out and talk to Chase on a Taurus. Chase, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Happy Easter.
You too. Happy Easter to you.
I have a 2016 Ford Taurus SHO with, the 3.5-liter EcoBoost. Mm-hmm. And I got a P0299 code on it, which I scanned it with my scanner, and it's come up as low pressure on the turbos. So I took it into Christian Brothers, and they immediately noticed that the lines, the plastic lines going into the turbos, had some cracks in them where they connect. So I thought, okay, that's great, no big deal. Well, then they put it on the rack, and one of the rear turbo has some oil on it. And they said, well, you got to replace both turbos. They're shot. And they gave me a $6,500 estimate.
Uh-huh.
And then I went on a show forum, mm-hmm. and a lot of those guys were saying, you know, a lot of times it could be the feed lines going in, the oil lines going into the turbos that leaks.
Right.
I just didn't know. I'm not sure where to go from here. I'm thinking I need another opinion. They never mentioned anything about checking the feed lines or anything like that. And I put, don't laugh, but I put some Gorilla tape around the fittings on the hoses, and that light has not come back on. But I've been kind of babying it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if y'all have it. Here's my deal. I don't know who in Houston handles that other than the high-priced Ford dealerships. Who would be familiar with this engine?
A lot of people. What part of town are you in?
I'm in West University.
Mm-hmm. And about the closest person to him would be David's Auto Central, I guess.
Probably so. Either David's Auto Central in Stafford, or, you know, take a nice drive if you can baby it out to Katie, to Robert's shop. Because, it could be that a leak in that boost pipe that causes it. It may not actually be the turbo.
Right.
Yeah, because you said it was a 20, a P0299?
Yeah, it was a low turbo pressure.
On. Yeah. There's a wastegate and a pressure regulator too. So
right, there are a lot of confirmed fixes for bad turbos. I mean, that is one of the things.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know about y'all, but I think trying to fix those lines first and see how it runs.
Sure.
I mean, I passed people on the way home from, I worked down in Winnie. And it's, you know, it hasn't come back on, even though I put that silly Gorilla tape on
right.
just to see.
Do you get any smoke out the tailpipe at all? Or anything?
Oh, absolutely
like
not. It runs, it's meticulously maintained, and it runs great.
Yeah, I know that on those older ones like that, the older 3.5s before 2017, those lines going in would tend to leak, you know, especially.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, coolant lines would leak. I don't know about the oil line, but after 16 and 17, they went to a banjo fitting on everything, and they kind of stopped all that leakage because the early ones had quick connects.
Yeah, I went on that show forum site, and a lot of guys were saying it ended up being the lines.
Right.
So,
and that should be easy enough to see. I mean, you just need to clean it off and, you know, run it and see where it comes out.
You know, they just showed me the oil on the turbo. I don't know that they even checked those lines.
Is it on the external part of the turbo they're seeing it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the only place it can come from when it's external like that, because usually if it's the turbo itself leaking, you have to pull off like the exhaust or intake side on the turbo.
Right.
And look for oil leakage inside of there.
That's what I was thinking. And I'm sorry, could you just repeat who you recommended?
David's Auto Central. They're like in the Stafford area.
Great. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you guys so much. And happy Easter again.
All right. You too.
Happy Easter.
See you. All right, let's back out here and take a quick break. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KSEV, The Voice. We'll be right back.
Are you needing to have your vehicle's scheduled maintenance performed or mechanical repairs done? Don't wait. Go to autoprosradio.com, see all of our recommended preferred service centers in your area, and give them a call today to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced and have that peace of mind your vehicle will be safe. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to Auto Pros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@autoprosradio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to autoprosradio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment, and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's bgfindashop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance. Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio. Good morning, everybody. I'm Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care out in Humble. I'm at the table with Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronix and Katie.
Yes, ma'am.
And we've had a couple people hold through the break. Tom, also out in Katy with a 2010 Honda. How can we help you, sir?
Morning. Enjoying the show.
Thank you, Tom.
I have a friend who has a 2010 Honda Civic. She was in a little fender bender after she got the car back from doing the body work. Her keyless entry still works. It'll lock and unlock the doors, but when that process happens, it's supposed to blip the horn, and the horn no longer sounds. However, the horn does work. Using the horn button on the steering wheel works. The horn works fine. So I just wonder what you thought about that.
You know, I'm thinking there's a setting for that in the car where you can make it sound or not sound. And what I would do is, since it was in a body shop and probably had the battery disconnected for a long time, it could have, you know, reset to some factory setting or something. And I would pull out the owner's manual and look.
And at least see if it's a setting first.
I'm almost positive there's a setting for it.
Oh, well, great. That would be good information. Yeah. If that's true, then that sounds like imminently fixable.
Yeah, because, I mean, the fact that it works when you hit it, you know, on the steering wheel tells you that, because it runs through a thing called an MIC unit, which is underneath the dash, which is kind of like a body control module for a Honda. And it has a built-in relay, and so the fact that all that stuff works.
Still works when you push, right.
So all that stuff is good, you know. So there's something that when you use that clicker, you know, when you use your remote, it's not sounding. Because I know on other vehicles I've had, you could program it in or out, whether you wanted it to honk or not.
Okay. You know, great. I'll have her check that.
That's what I'd look at. If you still got the owner's manual, pull it out, and you go to, like, the section for anti-theft, and it should tell you if you want the horn to sound, do this. If not, do this.
And we get used to hearing that.
Right.
You know, I have to hit mine twice for the horn to beep on the van. And I know it locked the first time, but I want that reassurance. I want to hear that little little horn.
That's exactly what she's looking for, yeah. The reassurance that the process worked and she's not getting it, so it's kind of bothersome. So good. I'll have her check that.
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear the outcome on that one.
Well, I will.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, out to Tom Ball.
Yeah.
Rick, welcome to Auto Pros Radio.
Hello, Rick. Did we lose Rick? Yes, sir.
I've got a 1993 Bronco that I bought brand new, and long story, gave it to my son when he was a senior. Anyway, I bought it back from him because he was going to trade it in. Now I fixed it all up, and I put a 1995 Lightning engine in it, a 351 of a 95 pickup many years ago. And anyway, we've got it all reconditioned for my grandson's driving it now. I got a miss, and I'm thinking it might be the injectors. It doesn't miss at idle, only under certain loads and so forth, and it's a weird miss. And I just wanted to get y'all's opinion of that, because if it idles real smooth, I did a compression check. I'm at about 150 on all of them, PSI. So I don't think I have any kind of valve problems. And if I do change the injectors out, they have some that are four orifices instead of one. Maybe that'll be better for the fuel economy. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay. First, this miss, it happens like if you're, let's say you're driving and, you know, right when it goes into overdrive, usually around 40 miles an hour, and if you lean into it as hard as you can without making it downshift, is that when you feel it miss, when you're lugging it?
You know, I'll have to go back and retry, but it happens sometimes under lugging, and sometimes I could be just driving about 40, 45 without much of a load, maybe going up a slight hill, and there's kind of it's just miss, and it's got MSD electronic ignition. So, but if it was missing at idle, that would change all my thinking. But it's not. It's only after
under a load
moving.
And typically, in my experience, when you get a miss like that, it's some kind of secondary ignition problem. In other words, from the distributor cap out, or from the the ignition coil, distributor cap, wires, that kind of thing. The first thing
I put a brand new rotor and distributor cap, brand new spark plug, and brand new spark plug wires.
Okay. First thing I'd do is I'd get me a bottle of diagnostic fluid. And for those people that know what that is, it's soapy water. Okay. And then go around and start spraying your spark plug wires. Like start spraying down at the spark plug end, Or just spray, because you should be able to spray that down with fluid, with soapy water, and have no misfire. Because all that stuff has to be pretty much watertight, because imagine when you're driving down the road and it's raining, there's water coming in there like crazy through that radiator. So I would first spray it down with that and see if it, and you want to use soapy water because the soap breaks the surface tension on the water and allows it to kind of cover things. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know how many times I'll have a secondary ignition misfire like that and spraying it down, and you'll have everything new, think everything's good, and, you know, you spray on one spot, and all of a sudden it starts arcing out right there.
Yeah, we see a lot of failures in new components these days.
And well, I would first spray it down with that, look for a secondary misfire somewhere like that, just to see if you can expose it like that.
How am I going to see that? Because it doesn't do it unless you're driving down the road. Oh, you're thinking it might spark under the hood idling?
Yes, when you make the path to ground easy, like with spraying that water, uh-huh. you'll see it. Even if you have a little pock mark on the side of a plug wire or something, when you spray it down with soapy water, it's going to show itself. And I mean that's how I always find those little, like when I drive it down the road and it's misfiring, but I can't make it do it in the shop. You know, you can't normally feel it in the shop. I get out the diagnostic bottle and start spraying. And I mean that's I can just about find it every time with that.
Okay.
And you'll know when it misses out, because the minute you hit it, that engine will start misfiring. You'll know it.
Okay, so I'd spray the distributor cap where the wires go to
there. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The wires.
And the spark plug area.
Okay, and the other thing I would tell you to look at is on some of those year models in there, the spark plug wire routing is very critical, especially on the driver's side. So if you, because I know there was a service bulletin that said that the wires number 7 and 8, now, normally when you run those wires down there, you're like, man, I'm going to make these things look all pretty.
Pretty and neat.
Make it right
side
by side of each other where they all dump out and they all line up. Well, you can't do that on some of those because 7 and 8 will crossfire between each other under a load. And so when you look at the service bulletin, it shows you crossing these wires to where 7 and 8 are on opposite sides of the spark plug wire separators. So if you can't find anything with the fluid, take and reroute your wires to where 7 and 8. You know, when you got
them in
your wire holders and stuff.
Yeah, the loom. Yeah.
The loom, you want them to be as far apart from each other as you can have it.
Because
and that was a real common problem in those year models. Because you know, you'd think they'd come in and you'd see them all kind of crossed up, and you go, oh man, I'm gonna straighten that out. And, you know, and you'd make it all look pretty, and then go drive it and go, man, I got this miss and spark knock. I mean, if you kind of hear like a little spark knock when it misses, I mean, it's almost the wire cross. I can almost guarantee it's that wire cross firing. And it's because of the way the firing order is, they're very close to each other. And so when the wires are right next to each other, they'll tend to want to jump back and forth to each other and crossfire, even though it's a brand new perfect wire.
Okay, you've got three different firing orders because you've got the 5.0, mm-hmm. the regular 5.7, and this is the high performance because it's the lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But so
I'm just saying separate 7 and 8.
They go down. 7 and 8. Okay, yeah. Doesn't matter. Just 7 and 8.
Yeah,
okay.
7 and 8 are the ones you want to keep as far apart from each other as you can when you're running them in the looms and see if that makes any difference. But that was a very common problem back then.
Okay, so I'll do all that. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm still having a slight miss, because I put, treatment. I put the sea foam in there, and I also put the Chevron stuff in there.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, maybe that'll clean out the injectors. But could it still be the injectors? Is that still a potential?
Very, very. Because if you feel a miss, I'm assuming you're saying you're driving, and when you lug it, it's like boom, 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 boom. You know, you feel like
something
a miss.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, typically that's not going to be an injector. I mean, can it be? Of course. Anything can happen in the world of cars. But I have never had an injector do that to me.
And when you go to clean those injectors, that's a great thing to do on a regular basis. You do have a BG fuel system service done, and use the 44K every oil change. It's superior product over all the others.
And as far as replacing those injectors, when you say the one hole versus the four hole, and it's not the number of holes, it's the rate of flow. So I have had people come in my shop and say, man, I bought this set of injectors off eBay or Amazon or something. I paid $80 for eight of them. And, man, I just can't get it to run right. Well, they flow. It's completely wrong flow, you know, and it makes them run super lean. So it's not, you know, because a lot of those old Ford injectors, it has to do with the color of the top of the injector. Like some of them are pink on top, some are blue, some are green. So what I always do is I'll go look up what the original Motorcraft injector was. I'll look and see what color it is, and that's got to be the one I put back in it.
Yeah, I know, 19-pound or 24-pound or whatever, because mine's speed density. It's not matter.
Right. Yeah, all those older ones for speed density. But check those wires, all that out, see what happens. Let us know next week what you find.
I'm going to do it. Thank you. Right.
Thanks, Rick. Bye.
All right, where are we going?
We're going to go out to Tom Ball again. Mike, welcome to Auto Pros Radio.
Good morning. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
I've got a 2008 Mercury Mariner. When I was out driving it the other day, no lights, no check engine codes. Came home, let it sit. Overnight, the battery drained out for some reason.
Right.
I mean, when I got in it, it would just click. So I jumped it, took the car down to the auto parts house, had them check the battery, check the alternator, said it was all good. And same thing the next morning, the battery was completely drained, and I'm at a loss. If it's not thought, I guess it could be the battery's bad and it's not showing. Any ideas?
I mean, for it to drain that quick, if so, let's say you do have a good battery, for it
well,
to
drain. What they say, but a couple of years old.
Yeah. Well, let's assume it's good. If it's that good, if it's a good battery and it drains that fast, I mean, that's a substantial draw to kill it like that overnight. And you know, the first thing you'd have to start with is taking you an amp meter, putting it in series with one of the battery terminals in cable, and seeing how much draw you have. And usually, once I see the amount of draw, it kind of points me toward a direction. Now, one other thing you can do is even though it says the alternator is good, if you go out there first thing in the morning, or let's say the car is set for several hours to where everything is cooled off completely to air temperature, if you go over there and put your hand on that alternator and it's warm, it's got a bad diode. It's leaking through that alternator.
I'll try that.
But the only other way, you know, to do it is to, you know, hook you a meter in there where you can see the draw. And then, of course,
I've got a meter and I've got, you know, diagnostic tests and stuff. But I think I'll try what you said. Let it set over hours and got to put my hand on that alternator and see.
Yeah.
And if it's hot, then it's the alternator.
Yeah. I mean, if it's warm, you know, current's running through there to ground.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let us know what you find.
I told you. Bye-bye.
All right. Give us a call. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KOCV. Let's go out to Conroe. Talk to Rogan.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine. You might know my grandfather. His name is Marv from Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
he called me about you saying you're having a high idle problem.
Yes, sir. He did. And basically, I got this F-150. Mm-hmm. It's a 5.8 automatic. And I've replaced the mass airflow sensor, the IAC, the TPS, and the throttle body. And I'm still having this issue. And basically what it's doing is when I'm coming off the highway or if I'm at a stoplight.
Hey, can you hang on through the break? We got a hard break here. We'll catch you on the other side. You've been listening to Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KCB The Voice. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. We'll be back in 6 minutes.
Hour one, but stick around because hour two, it's coming up. Our phone number, 281-558-5738. So hang on for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show here on KCB The Voice of Texas.